know, they say Dover Nerumoid and Rav Yoshev, you know, now the Yorzeit, they say and Rav Yoshev Dover Mazel. It's hard to believe, but they say it's true. That on Tisha B'Av, Rav Yoshev would wake up at the morning as a Kikir Ragil, but not learn. He didn't learn. He started saying Kinos at 2 in the morning. He said till 6 by himself in the house on a low bench when in his house. Then they went to shul, Davin Shachar with his minion, and he went on from where he's holding and Kinos, not with them. They started at the beginning. He was right in the middle. Then they finished Kinos, and he didn't finish. And he went home and Kinos, sitting on the chair, a low chair in his house, and the Kinos, then he got up. The pillar, he spent on Kinos many hours. We I say in the mirror, we say 3 hours in Kinos. It's so not so fast, not so slow either. But he spent more than that. He who's every second is crushed by him. Every second he's learning shots and everything. But here on Tisha B'Av, he spent many hours saying Kinos by himself, and he started himself. He said slowly, word for word. You know, he knows all the Purushim. He said word for word. He knows everything. But see, he knows with the Purushim, which he knows everything. So he said it slowly and with a lot of meaning. And he spent maybe 6, 7, 8 hours on Kinos. And Pella. We say Kinos, and then we'll learn Gitzin, we'll learn Midrashim. We think that's it. But he didn't think as they. He spent many Tisha B'Av hours on Kinos. He did this Chiddush Kodmo. He felt that he wants to misabo on the Mikdash, so Kinos is that. People don't say they don't know what it means, Kinos, what it means. The words they say, that yeah, they say whatever they can, they say. Because they don't really want to say it, but they okay, we must say it, so they say it. But he said it with a big kavana, with a big regish. Chiddush. Kinos, they're written by Kadmonim, by Rishonim. Most of them written by, not by Achronim, not by late people, by early people. They were all written by early. So the Kalir or all these Paitonim that wrote Kinos, they put everything. The whole Churban is in the Kinos. Everything is there. So it's all Midrashim, Chazal, but in Kinos. So we should try to say with Paris. Now we have Pirushim and in. We can pay with the parish and say well, and then that will be, and Hamas Abel, you know, the world says of what the world says a shkoshu, what the world says of what Hamas Abel al Yishlaim zoche v'roya b'simchasa. That's the lashon of the Chazal. Hamas Abel al Yishlaim zoche v'roya b'simchasa. The ask zoche v'roya yiske v'yira, not zoche v'roya. The whole world is zoche. It says zoche v'roya b'simchasa, yiske v'yira b'simchasa. Why? Because we haven't yet got that mikdash. Mikdash wasn't yet built. So actually, they say a word that if you're magish davilus avishlayim, the etzim regish of davilus avishlayim, the etzim. Hergesh of the Avilus of Yerushalayim is so chashev that it's kilu. You see now the simcha, because the we have to feel the Avilus of Yerushalayim. We have not Yerushalayim, the Mikdash, and we have Yad Shechina. So that's in regesh of feeling the Avilus is kilu a roev a zochev a roev a simchasa. It needs beer, but they say it doesn't say yiskev yira. It means zochev roya, because it's the etzem regish of feeling what is missing. That itself is kilu. If you feel that yiskev of Yishlayim, so and you feel what's missing, so it's kilu. You're feeling now the simcha. Okay, I'm not sure how to say it, but. It says Zocha V'Roya. I don't know where the Chazal is. There's a Chazal. I don't know where it's a Gemara. Kol Amas Abba Yishlaim Zocha V'Roya. I don't know where it says that Lashon, but But it says Socha v'Roya. It doesn't say Yiske v'Yura, and the Velt says because it's kilo. It's a word. It's a word of Zocha v'Roya, because the feeling that Velt of Yishlaim is as if you're already had, you already have the binyan. Okay, I think it's a Gemara or it's Chazal. Zocha v'Roya. I don't know where it is, but. So Rav Yosef spent many hours on Kinas. So for us, we should try to say it where we can, with a parish, say it with a parish. So how best we can say it with a parish. See there's a famous Kinas of Betzesi Mirushalayim. So a Meir Kodesh once spoke in the Mir, a Meir, a big God of Torah, and the Meir said, I think the Vault said, he said it, that the same Ava, B'tzei Mitzrayim, with B'tzei Mitzrayim. It wasn't like, I think Rav Gifta said it, Rav Gifta also said that. It wasn't like, Kilo, one is Oynesh, one is Ava. The Hashem doesn't change the Ava. Even though Lo'aleinu there was a churban hamikdash, but it was me ava. It wasn't like, you know, me sin chalila sin or no, it was me ava. So b'tzei simi mitzrayim, b'tzei simi shleim is the same dagger of ava. It's not like you know, a different ava, the same dagger of ava b'tzei simi mitzrayim, b'tzei simi shleim. Okay, so we have to feel. See the famous. Yeah, what?
If a person, Rahman al-Islam, lost their father, lost their parents before they were even born, how are they supposed to know what it's like to have a father? They can't know what it's like to have a father. So how are we supposed to know what it's like to have a Beis HaMikdash? We never experienced it.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You know, I went to the hesped. I heard the holy Reb Shmuel Birnbaum. I hear him speak. Personally, I hear him speak. He said Hesped in Yerushalayim and Altamira. So he said Hesped in Yerushalayim and Altamira and Reb Lazer Plitzinski Altamira is a son-in-law of Rabbi Ari Levine. A shrugger to Rav Yashiv. So Rav Shmuel Birnbaum said, he said that when Rav Yerucham was the Mir Mashgiach, so there was such a high level of Deya and Lima Torah in the Mir, the Mikdash was built. He said when Rav Yerucham was in the Mir, there was Binyan Mikdash. I heard him say this. He wasn't there. He came before the war started. So he didn't see Rabbi Yerucham, but he heard. But when he was there in the mirror, he heard that the Roshim Rabbi Yerucham was still there. There were many Talmidim who heard Rabbi Yerucham, and he said when Rabbi Yerucham was in the mirror, there was Binyan HaMikdash. The Mikdash was built. Even though it wasn't built physically, but there was such a haskalah, such a deya atzuma in the mirror, that it was binyan mikdash. What that means, I don't know what that means, but he said there was such a deya atzuma, there was binyan mikdash. Okay, what that means, it needs even, I guess, he knows, Hashmuel knows what that means, but I don't know what that means, but okay, right, you're asking how we have no musag or mikdash. You didn't see it ever. We don't know about Abachal, right? See, but we saw Abraham Shlevitz, so we saw, Rav Nachum, the holy Rav Nachum, the Rebbe, Rav Nachum said that when Rav Chaim said Ashir or Shmuz, it was Ma'amin HaSinai. We saw Hashem is giving Torah by Sinai. We have kind of says a shmuz, or I think a shir or shmuz. He said, we saw Har Sinai. Okay, also that needs a big, we saw him say a shmuz, a shir, shakali, and Sinai. So we, So we saw the ain. We didn't see a mikdash. We we saw the golden hadar that were like maybe the beginning of the mikdash. I don't know.
But
we had no idea the mikdash. We never saw it. We saw like high things. We saw things that there are. Yeah, we didn't see the mikdash. We had no idea what it means because the shekhinah. No idea anything, but you know, we saw. See, people are living life that people and in Israel also. So we're living with nisim atzumim, nisim gedolim. So, you know, every nes we have, every nes we see, it's like shekhinah. There's a bechina of shekhinah helping us. Every nes we have nisim. So every nes we have is kibbutz bechina of shekhinah. The shekhinah came. In a certain form, we all know what it means. Shekhinah b'chol, but in a certain form, true. We don't know. We never told a mikdash. We never person that has never had a father and doesn't know b'chol what a father b'chol. But right, it's all emes, honest. But okay.
Rabbi, could it be also that you know every yid is yearning for closeness to Hashem?
Right,
always.
Right.
So is that maybe always, even always. If we don't really know, even if we don't really know what it means not to have a basic mix, not to have, but still that yearning, maybe
right.
That's also that's a chelik of what we want, right? What are we dominating for?
Yeah,
once
sure,
we want
for sure. That yearning for sure is a part of what for sure. The yearning, the ruts and the chukka to have the mikdash is for sure part of it, right? The yearning, the chukka, right? The chukka, the yearning. Right, the chukka and the yearning to have it right is for sure a big thing, right? The big thing, the yearning and the chukka to have mikdash is like a big thing, right? To have shekhinah is like a big thing, right? Very adover gadol, right? To have just the yearning for everything, yearning for mitzvahs and yearning for Torah, that's very hard. The yearning. For anything, yearning is very, very hush. Is a yearning for Torah and mitzvahs, and it's also the yearning is very, very. That's a double nifla yearning. A very, very big thing. Yearning is very, very. Is a double nora yearning.
if we mitzvah properly, we'll also the whole year our tefillah Shemini Esrei of Aliyah Yerushalayim. Tzemach will be different,
right.
No?
Much different, yeah, for sure. If we daven new from Mishabah properly, then daven Yerushalayim will be much different. If daven will probably will be much different, right? Will be much different, right? Okay, so if we have a nes, we have nisim, so then every nes, Hashem is appearing in some way, saying, we have nisim, even a small nisim. We have small nisim, though. Everything small nisim is like Hashem's appearing to us in some way. Even small nisim, Hashem's appearing to us in some way. So, yeah, we haven't got Shekhinah, we haven't got the Mikdash, we never saw it, we don't know. We saw Gedol Yisrael, and they're like a Bechina. We saw, like, it's like a Bechina of the Mikdash, like a Bechina, like. Not much, but like I think the Shekhinah rested on them in some way. They were sort of Yoshev, you know, he knows the old Torah, something, Mador. Yesterday came to me a rabbi, Aviv Neventhal Shlita. He ceased to say his name on Rabbi Anchor. So it was hard to hear him, but to hear what he didn't think so clear. But he said that I was very naim, very nice. You know, very nice person. He was I think people told me he said he was Ari, but he wasn't scary. I made a bracha on him. I haven't seen him in a while, so I made a bracha. Because he knows the old Torah. Something very, he knows the old Torah now. He knows now Shabbos and Vachim. Menaches and whatever, all the stuff, he knows them now, so, everything well, so, something very, I think they say, you'll have a favor on him, so.
Okay.
shecholak mechmosa liraeus. Shem gives his chachma liraeus. The people who fear him, Shem gives them. He has Torah. It's Hashem's Torah. Shem gave him shecholak. He gave him part of his Torah. Hashem gave this rabbi Dershlita part of his Torah. Shecholak mechmosa liraeus. Is this not shenosan shecholak? Kilo, he gave him part of it. I think they say that there's a naskmina of nosan and cholak. The chol means he gave him part of it. Cholak liraeus. He gave him part of his chokhma. Cholak. So it's someone who knows the whole Torah. It's like somebody a pillar of Zion knows the whole Torah and knows them. We would know the whole Shabbos. We would dance in the streets. Know the whole Shabbos. We would go out of our mind from Simcha. No, even one Shabbos, one Masechta, we'd go out of our mind. And this person, this God who knows the whole Shabbos and the whole Brachas and the whole Zerayim, you know, everything. So it's a big thing, a Derba Godel. Okay.
What does Rebbe do in the afternoon after Chatzos?
Maybe I learn. I say, but the Mishtibua is done a lot in this. Yeah, that's us. So see, we can have Shri in the morning, regular Shri in the morning, 12 to 1, you know, because the Mishtibua says that Betzim we should be if we cause Bittul Torah in the afternoon, we should learn regular. Because people don't want to learn things only of the Churban. So if you can learn the Churban, fine. If you can, if you will and you can, but if you won't, then the Churban you're allowed to learn regular. So it's my established to learn regular. I'm not going to learn anything else or something. I'll learn Churban on Tisha B'Av, you know, the Markit and wherever I can. But Churban, I think so. And we'll see. If I can learn. My heart is not learning Medrash Eicha. Maybe I'll learn Medrash Eicha if I can. Okay, if I can. But not doing it. I'll learn regular. Maybe. Because Medrash Eicha says it was not to Lahakil. In this case, people they can't learn something else. And it's like a Chumri Seira, Erev Yont. It's like Erev Tishwab. It's like, okay, he's done. Okay, he's done. Maybe we'll look again at what he said then. He's done on this Indian of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a Gemara. He brings down Peskim that really we should make Batul the Gemara, but they can't do that Gemara, so we can't do that. But it's only like a minog, so he brings the Peskim that say the Hakel Tisha B'Av. Okay, so we'll see.
And on Tisha B'Av, Rabbi. Maybe goes to Beit
I learned the Gemara Gittin. I learned with whoever's in the house, the Gemara Gittin. We learned together the Gemara Gittin. The whole story, the three topics of Gemara Gittin. The lot of ours there. A lot of ours, Gemara Gittin, a lot of limudim atzumim. See, one limud atzum, Gemara Gittin. The lot of musa atzum atzum. The Gemara Gittin, and Nun Vav says that they sent Nimrod Kesar to capture Yerushalayim, and he came and he shot arrows in the sky, and they all turned around and fell on the city of Yerushalayim. Then he stopped a child and said "Tzoklip Tzokecha," and he said a pasuk about Nasati Me'edem Nikmasi B'Yad Am Yisrael. He said that he came again and said that for him came Rav Meir, the Holy Rav Meir, the Holy Rav Meir came from this Nimrod Kesar who saw Simanim that Hashem wants the Machir, the Middash, in Yerushalayim. He said, I'm not going to do that. He came to Geret Tzedek and came Rav Meir, the Holy Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Rav Meir. Imagine, you know, the Holy Rav Meir was the whole Shas Rav Meir, Stam Mishnah Rav Meir, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. I think he's the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. I think he's one of the. I think Rabbi Akiva had five new Talmidim. So I think Rabbi Meir. It's one of them when he lost his Talmidim. So Rabbi Meir is one of them, right? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Bozman Shibua, they didn't know something. So Rabbi Meir became a Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, and the whole staff Mishnah of Rabbi Meir came from Nirin Kesef, because Nirin Kesef said to us, Simonim, that he Hashem showed him that I want to make a wish line. I'm not going to do that. No. Kilim Pele from New York came right there. Pele. See, and we're from Eden. We're trying to learn Torah. We're not right there. There's such a hakura. There's such a hakura at Suma. Hashem. He saw Hashem. Hashem showed him such a simon. And four arrows came to Shadim Shlaid. Came right there. Mir is like a double medal. You know, Amira. You know, they once said that Amira had a special nisim atzumim. You know, is a famous what's it called? Amira has a famous school of what's it called? Amira, famous school of Anini. Amira, Anini, famous school of Amira. Yeah. Right, they called him Mira. And see, Rav Fisher says that Dan Fisher, see, once Lo Aleinu, a child was lost in Yom Kippur. Now he's married, Baruch Hashem. So he once Rav Fisher, Dan Fisher, he said, promise Taka to Rameir Bal Nes, and say, Rishchus Taka, of called Mira Nini. And you find him until we found him right away. Found him right away, Baruch Hashem. We're bezchus v'tzaka, Meir Bal Nes. Hopefully we're going to go to Israel. Hashem shall help us. I'm going to Meir Bal Nes, Meir Bal Nes. Meir has a big nisim. I think that Meir's kever is one of the most popular kever, the big kever in Israel. The people are there day and night. Not all around, but Rabbi Akiva is not so, you know, a little bit people go there. Not so, Meir, his Talmud, the people are there day and night, diving there and learning there, everything, like a big oil. He was like a small place, you know, not like so, gone to Akiva, but Meir. So Meir is a big person. He came from Nirin Kesef, and Rabbi Akiva also came from Gerim. Akiva came from Gerim. See, Gerim, so Meir came from Gerim, from Nirin Kesef. You see, the Hakura of Nirin was Tumam. You know, Hakura Hashem. That's all Hashem. Hashem showed him, you have to know why. He had some schus. Four arrows turned around and fell in the city. And came a Tinuk and said, Psukim. Matthew came, Rabbi Meir. you know, there's also, there's a lot of, that's one big Musa from this Nirin Kesef. And came Rabbi Meir, something. Mavo, Rabbi Meir is a Kedusha Atzuma Moed. Rabbi Meir Bal Nes, something. And all the Mishnayis of Shas, something. Mavo. There's another Musa here, it's a big Musa here, that they say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wants to leave the city. So, he says they won't let me. The people want to make a war, and they're gonna they didn't let anybody have Yerushalayim. But Abba Sikra was the race beyond Yerushalayim, and they do. It's something very big. They burned all the Oitzes. They were there. He acted like he was sick. He was sick. then his two time meeting, Rabbezer ben Hurkanis, I'm sure, Ben came and carried him out. And they carried him out. And he was living, but he acted like he's not living. So the people of the guards wanted to maybe they're making a play. They wanted to push him, wanted to put a knife in him. And they said, Amar Lahu. So Amar Lahu said, Abba Sikra, Yomru, there'll be a Chilul Hashem. You see, Amar Lahu, Abba Sikra, Yomru, Rabban Dakru. They said they pushed their Rebbe. There'll be a Chilul Hashem in the Goyim. And the Biyonim understood, can be Chilul Hashem. The Ramayim are watching, they'll see, they pushed the Rebbe. They put a knife in the Rebbe. Well, can't be. Even the Biyonim who weren't tzaddikim, they understood we can't make a Chilul Hashem. The Romain will see they pushed the Rebbe, they hurt the Rebbe. No, it can't be. He'll cover the Rav. They cover the Rav. Mazel, no, cover the Rav. Even on Biyonim who weren't the best, weren't the highest in the Tzidkus.
Yeah, the Tzidkus probably got a lot of stress in it, no?
The what?
Rabbi Sikra was kind of his Ramay, the Sharachas, you know?
Yeah, Sharachas, yeah. Rabbi Sikra saved. Rabbi Sikra has the big skus. Rabbi Sikra, who wasn't a big tzaddik, but he got a skus mazel. Not a skus mazel. And this is a word of Rabova, Rosetta, a word Nerva. Rabova, one slash moves. So he said, Ben Zakkai said, Shalom Alecha Malka, Shalom Alecha Malka. When he met the Kesar, the general said, Shalom Alecha Malka. He said, why am I a melech? I'm not a melech. So you're more than Malchus. Said Rabbi Yochanan, a pasuk, the halavanon ba'adir yipol, in adir el a melech, t'ksiv. Hoya Adiro Mimeno, in Livanola Mikdash, our Pasha Horatov Hazev Halvanom. So Rabbi said it was Rabbi Chanan Zakkai is living with Psukim. Psukim are Emes, they're Bur. So since this Kesar is ready, made a siege, it's Kilo, he really captured it. We see Melech, the Psukim are Emes. See, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya somewhere. Took him in the Nacht. So Bora, he said, you're a melech. Shalom Alecha Malka. The Rebbe said, you see, you live up here, Torah. Everything is Bora. Shalom Alecha Malka. You're the melech. That's it. You're a malchus. Because you're the melech. Because it says in the pasuk. But it's not that I'm saying a pasuk somewhere in Yeshaya. Oh, a pasuk. No. A pasuk Torah is emes. Every word is emes. However, known is the Mikdash. Badir. It's going to be a malchus. So you're almost capturing Yerushalayim. Midra Melech. Above us in this palace, you see, Chaim Zakkai knows everything is emes. Nothing's not like Guzma exaggerating or whatever. No. Every word is emes. He this Musa Atzir. Atzikai says, you're a Melech. Shalom Alecha Malka, you're the Melech. I'm reading you. You're the Melech of Rome. Yeah, and then right away came a person and said, yeah, the Melech died, and then there's the Melech. See, but he said his fellow said, Rabbi Boba said, Zakkai is the every word in Tanakh is emes, the Torah emes, every Chazal is emes. It's not like theories or whatever. It's true, true, true. Actually, the guy says, you're a melech. You hear this? You hear Musur? No, not all. Zakkai is a god of door, and he says what he knows every word in the Psukim Emes. Do you have a big stylus here? Stylus, God, it's a stylus.
Have you asked a question on that?
Yeah.
The Maisa at the end of the day, he was taken away, and it was Titus who came in. He wasn't a
Titus. You're on the ball. This Estos, right? Tosis and Kitten Estes. and toss the Ashok as he tosses your over to the Gaga, toss the big, big person here. So toss says, since there was very siege of Shalashanim and there was a big, big famine, it's as if it's already captured. Yeah? It's as if it's already captured. Toss is actually very nice. So, that's all. Yeah, and Chazal, see the Biryonims, see, I'll tell you, this is a big kashya. I'll tell you, Kusha Gedolim, there's no tshuva on this kashya, but I'll tell you kashya. We heard from Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, that's all, because of our Torah, Rav Shiva, Baybach, and Mir, learned in Mir, I heard him speak. He once said, the Gemara Gittin is Drach Yim Gemara. This Baitus, a big rich woman of Yerushalayim, she hasn't got food. She sends her dear shliach to get food. So she says, buy me the best, buy me the soulest, the best, the best food. So when he gets there, it's very sold. You know, there's a big famine here. Very sold. He comes back and says, I'm sorry. So this is second rate. So go second rate. Goes back to the shuk, second rate. It's already sold. Goes home. I'm sorry. It's sold by third rate. So doesn't have sechel to know she has to have food. Okay. There's no soulless. So by second rate, he has to go home. Then she tells him, okay, by second. Then he goes back. It's already sold. Goes back, I'm sorry, no second, by third, goes to shuk, by third, no third, by fourth, by fifth. What is it? He has no sechel. There's a famine here. There's a krisha atzuma, is what he asked. What's wrong with him? Doesn't he know sechel? There's no food. She has to have food. She has a lot of gold and silver. Gold can't be eaten. Silver can't be eaten. She has to have bread and food. So, doesn't he have sechel? The Gemara is saying, get Kibbutz a Maisa. The Gemara doesn't say Maisa. This doesn't make sense.
What are we supposed to learn from that story, the back and forth, the whole, what's the lesson for us in that story?
If you haven't got the best, buy second best. Let's say you want to buy a suit and whatever, or food, you want to buy the best food. I'm going to best buy second best. Push it by. You have to eat. So, but you haven't got the highest food. Buy second food. You haven't got the highest food. By third, by fourth. But you have that food. Something push it here. Push it. Say over this shliach wasn't tofes. They have that food. She has gold and silver, but gold and silver is not food. And she's, at the end she said, okay, I'll go myself. She went herself, and she stepped on something that wasn't clean, and she died from the shock of stepping on something clean, or she ate something that wasn't good for her. The second portion, if you haven't got the best, buy second best, not second best, buy third best, fourth best. That's the second portion. In anything I say, let's say I can't learn the Rashba, okay, I learn Tosfos. Can't learn Tosfos, learn Rashi. Learn the don't say, I can't learn Rabbi Kivegar. Say, what? Won't learn Mechal. No, you don't say that. You say, you'll learn Rashi. Learn the Gemara. Learn the Mishnah. Learn the Rav. Rav Tanura. Whatever you can, then you'll go higher. Not just, okay, I can't get the highest Agra. I'll get nothing. That's maybe the Musa Rav's Gemara. You get what you can. Whatever you can. You don't say, the highest I can get, okay. And the highest, so nothing. It can't be as a, but it's push it as a.
Could it be a lima? Yeah. Let's say you want to go buy a suit in a store, and you want a specific suit, whatever, and it's not there. So do you say then from this store, do you learn that, no, right away you buy, you came to buy a suit, you find something and buy it? Or do you say, okay, I'll go to another store. Maybe I'll find it in another store. Or maybe,
no.
Meaning,
no,
is it a lesson that I shouldn't go around looking for
No, buy another store. No, but not a store. But here, there's no other store. There's only one store, or whatever there was. Only one store. No other store. There's no stores. One store selling food. If you have one store, buy what you can. If you have one store, buy what you can. Don't buy nothing. This is the Musa. If you have one, there was no other stores. There was a famine nerve. It was a famine utzim. Something mazo.
Can we also ask a question we have no chance to?
Yeah.
How Titus and Bilam see the MS and they don't come unkwis? So
right. This is the Tema Atsuma, right? Now you're asking me Tema. This is the MS. They see the MS. See, you want to hear the church list that Bilam knew the MS in this world. He knew the MS in this world. This way, he knows the MS. He knows Hashem. He knows much more than us, much more in this world, the MS. And in this world, he knows, let me change. Let me do mitzvahs. He knows Hashem well. He knows Hashem well in this world. And no, he said no. See, Tema Gedola Moed, MS, Tema Atzuma. In next world, it's clear. But there it is, it's clear also in this world. This is the Tema. Bilam knew in this world what the MS was. In this world, he's living in this world. He knows the MS clearly. And he still doesn't in his Yetzer Hara, it's very strong. Yetzer Hara, it's very, very strong. Yetzer Hara says, again, this is a fight. See, when you're asking a Tema on Bilam, it's Tema on us. Why aren't we class? Why aren't Chazit married times? Let's Chazit married times. Let's go over everything married times and do everything clear. Let's be Rabbi Yoshev. Why aren't we? I have a Shayla. Why aren't we Rabbi Yoshev? Yoshev is a Yoshev how he learned married times. That's all. So let's do that. Learn the married times and make that clear. And with no, is a being Tema, taking the Tema of Bilam, taking it on me. Why aren't I learning many, many times? Why not? I know the MS. I'm from Yid, Baruch Hashem. I do mitzvahs. I try to learn, try to dive in everything. But Rabbi Yashiv, take him needs a big effort. Actually, Rabbi Yashiv woke up 2 in the morning to our kinos. Now I know that. So why am I doing that? No, it's so hard. 2 in the morning. I wake up. 5 in the morning. Okay, 5 in the morning. Say to him, why am I like him? Why am I like him? Why don't I learn Musa every day? Let's learn. I know clearly. Let's learn Musa every day. I know that. But it's clear to me. But I try to learn some days, not every day. Like you learn Mishnah every day. So I just want to learn. I say, you're a good boy. Every day Mishnah. So I also learn sometimes, but not every day. To them. I think I'm busy. I have two of this, whatever. They're all excuses there, and they have no truth to it. So don't ask on Bilam, ask on Klal Yisrael. Why aren't we Gedolei HaTorah? And we can be. Yeah. All of us can be.
Yeah, I'm asking on Bilam and Titus because they're going through Yisroel Nairam every day forever.
Right. But the Velt says that the tshuva is, and this, you know, your tshuva, the Velt says, people don't change in the next world. Wherever they are in this world, they're not going to change in the next world. People don't do tshuva in the next world. They stay as they are. That's what the Velt says to answer your shayla. They see the MS in front of their eyes. They're burnt every day. They're burnt, and whatever they happens to them, mazel. But people don't change in the next world. But let's change. We're in this world, Baruch Hashem, Admei Veshem. Let's change in this world. Let's us change in this world. Let's come diving early. Let's dive in well. Let's dive in well and ask Hashem to help us in learning and everything we need. Every dive in well, don't be a big. There'll be a big in life. We dive in well, there'll be ma'apecha at some in life.
Mm-hmm.
We dive in well, but, yeah.
Is it Mishbar Shan begin? The only one from the Gemara of Shin Baruch Hay Mishbar Shan and Beganim is on the Yud Beis Chodesh, and Titus and Bilam are still there.
I still there, yeah. Right, the Gemara says Yud Beis Chodesh. Where was that Gemara? Yud Beis Chodesh in Shabbos, right? Shabbos.
That's what I always thought, but I don't have a makar.
The wife is still there. Okay, it needs Ian, right? We have to know a cloud. Is there a cloud only a yid? Okay. I think the Shai Tshuva is done. The Shai Tshuva is done on this. Shai Tshuva somewhere is done on this cloud of Yid Beis Chodesh. I think the Shai Tshuva is done a bit on this cloud. But your Shai Lel, let's ask on us. Ask on me. Why am I learning well? Why am I not learning well? What's happening here? Let's start learning this. Let's start chazuring. Start knowing. Let's start moving. That the kasha is not on Bilam. Bilam had a yitzhara otzim. Like the Gemara yesterday, I told him, must say Abai. You learned the Gemara Abai and Sukkah. Abai said, if it were me, I want to be oimid, because there's a yitzhara otzim Abai.
Gotcha. Yeah, I looked it up.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a Gemara otzim oimid. There were three Ashurim of Yerushalayim. One was Talmud Savua, one was Nakdim and Ben Ben Gurion. Three Ashurim of Yerushalayim. So this Gemara Otzim Oed, the Gemara in Ksuvis has a Musar Otzim. The Gemara Ksuvis says a Maisa. The Gemara Ksuvis says a story. A story and not even Ben Gurion. He's a story. Yeah, I read. We say the nigin Rav Chaim Shlevitz. Maise Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai or Yerochev al Chamor and Yotzim Yerushalayim. Or Yoyot Talmido Mahalchin Acharov. Roa, Riva, Achas, they saw a woman, Shoys, Mlaketes, Orim, Mibank, Loli, Behemton, Shal Avim, they saw a woman getting Sorim from the Glolim of the animals of Avim. Kevin Shah Roa, so this woman saw Kerman Zakai in this Atra Besaro, she Abamu Fun of Amalo, Rebbe. Parnasini, Amarlo, Biti, Miat, Chiestua, Amarlo, Batnak Demon, Ben Mangurian, Ani, Amadora, Ben Mangurian, Amarlo, Biti, Mammon shall be a big, where's the Mammon? Your father was a big usher. What happened to you? Amarlo, Rabbi, she told him all kinds of Biurim, that all the money was lost. It says, Amalo Rebbe, Zocharato, Kshachazamto, Alksubasi, Amalo and Tatamirov, Zocharandi, Chatamto, Alksubasa, Shalzu, and was Elif, Alufim, Din Rezov, Nibe Savia, Chutz, Michel Aviha, Mukukhut, Michel Achamiha, Bokhadrachim and Zakai, Amma, Shrekim Israel, here, Bizman, Shal Mokom, Enkel Uma of Uma, Shalat Alehim, Match Hansen, Tonsha Makom, Muslim Yad Umar Shvela. Yeah, so Hogamura, see. And then he was a big usher, but I said, he didn't give enough stucco. I said, it's what they says in Gemara Ksuvis. There was a big usher utzah, but he lost my knee. The world asks, why is it Akamsa and Bakamsa Chayrish Laim? The Iker was back. Why we're saying Akamsa and Bakamsa? The world asks, it says Akamsa and Bakamsa. It's not true. It's the Iker person is Bakamsa. Kamsa was a fine deed. What's why we're saying Akamsa, Bakamsa, Chayrish Laim. Bakamsa was the Rashi. Bakamsa went and was Mesir Chayrishel to the Malka of Roma, and they made a Churban. Bakamsa is a Rasha. Why are we saying Akamsa and Bakamsa? So I think that's a big shadow. So I think the world says that it was a father and son. So the father and son. This is a very frightening mussar, okay? I think the world says that Kamsa and Bakamsa are father and son, and Bakamsa had a big enemy, this Balasuda, the Balasuda, and they had a big enemy, and the father Bakamsa knew about this, and he sure is try to make shalom. Could be that's why the father Kamsa, it says in Masha, it's father and son. So the father should try to make shalom of his son had a big enemy, this Balasuda, who also was a big Russia. So these two, the father should have made shalom, should have made shalom between him and didn't. It's Mela and didn't. So Mela, it's called the Kamsa about Kamsa. It's a big frightening thing. Frightening, even the true word, it's a frightening word that Kamsa about Kamsa, Chor Rishlayim, because Kamsa was also Achrei, because he probably knew of this sinner, of his son, and this Baal Suda, and wasn't, they didn't try hard enough to make it, to make Shalom. You ever heard this word? Is that true word, or did they say this word?
I never heard it.
You never heard it? Never heard it, okay. Okay, yes, after so, there are a lot of verta here, all these verta and the churban, many verta here, many. You have to know what's true, what's not true.
Rabbi doesn't go to a basic class.
No. I can't do that. That would be, you get me out of that veilus. No, that's not great. That's when a bus got to. No, not that. No, not that. I think my being didn't do that, man. The Iker Rebbe is Rabbi Hans Kamil. He didn't do that. He learned all day. He learned in the mirror. He sat in the mirror all day. He learned Medrash Echa. He came to Kinos and he sat in the mirror all day. I think he learned me all day Medrash Echa. He didn't go around. He's a Kohen, so he can't go. But all the Rebbeim, Rabbi Hans Levitz didn't go. Nachum didn't go. I think Rebbe didn't go. I don't think anybody went. I don't know. If it hits to you, then okay, then go and go. But it'll take me out of go to Aram Menuchah. That's how I say it. The whole trip, go take a bus there or whatever. I can't do that. I mean, it would take me out of the Inyan. So, I don't do that. No. The Lamb must hear. Every line is like a must hear. Every line. You will see in the and the end. It says and Titus, see, he says when I die, burn me, and spread me over all seven seas of the world, that the God of the Jews shouldn't come and take me al-Din. See, he knows this thing. He knows this thing, and he knows, and he's afraid. He's afraid then, so why doesn't he do tshuva when he's here? No, because it's too hard. It's too hard. He knows this thing for sure. No shaladim nemecha, but it's too hard. I mean, let's not take them. Let's take us, me. So let's let me chazer over. Now holding Shabbos chazer over, Perak Shoyel and Chavis and Noitel, everything well and know well and know Mishnayis well. That's what we should do. So see, probably tomorrow probably not going to learn because it's like Erev Tisha B'Av. So it's like you in the morning, but may at the noon, so it's a best that we shouldn't learn, because we learn. It says in Rambam to not to learn. So maybe we can learn biyachid, but no, maybe it's not good for Rambam. Okay, so not good. Okay. So I thank you, Elio and Rabbi Avner for this man. Thank you very much, Ray Usher. Thank you very much. Thank you. You should know Shabbos well, and whatever you're learning well, know it very well. Chaz well and know well and do mitzvahs and have simchus miyad shiduchim and have atzlacha miyad.
Amen.
So Hashem should help you all. I want to fast. Hashem should make down for me to fast. Well, okay, down for me. The doctor said I'm very fast. So Hashem should, if you down for me, I should fast. Okay. Hashem should help me.
Okay. Have to give everybody the class to be able to do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for this man. I wish you have a rejuvenating being as man.
I mean, I tried down for you. If the goal is fair, I tried down for you. And Avner, his children, his daughters. Maybe it would really be after you already have everything until we go there. But if not, then I'll down for you.
Thank you.
I got to it. Bye.